When Princess Patricia Priscilla woke on the morning of the day that was 5 days before her birthday, her first thoughts were not, "Oh, I am almost another year older, hardly a child anymore," or, "I wonder what fabulous gifts will be presented to me at the birthday ball 6 nights from now." No, her thoughts were, "Bored, bored, bored." The princess blinked, then sat up against the 7 silk-covered pillows, in 7 subtly different shades of royal colours ranging from the palest lavender to the richest purple, that were strewn across the head of her magnificent carved hickory poplar bed. She snapped her fingers to awaken her yellow long-haired cat, who was still sound asleep near her feet. Delicious opened one amber eye and yawned, showing pointed, highly polished teeth, and then extended 4 sets of claws in a morning stretch. The cat stabbed at one of the embroidered sunflowers on the elaborate bed cover and pulled one thread loose and then another. "Please don't be so vicious, Delicious," the princess said in a mildly scolding voice. "It makes me yearn to have a sunflower to tear apart myself. I am so terribly bored." The cat looked up and narrowed her eyes to glittery slits. The princess read her mind. She was thinking, in a commanding kind of think, "Feed me." "All right," the princess said. She reached for the thick golden bell cord that hung beside the bed and pulled at it. Then she made an affectionate kissing sound toward her cat and pulled a second, smaller bell cord that dangled beside the first. Immediately, many levels below in the tall castle, things began to happen. 3 floors down, in the bell room, an antechamber to the basement kitchen of the castle, the 2 bells rang. One was a dainty brass bell with a pleasant, melodic tinkle, and the other was a small tin one that simply clinked. The bellboy, a young village lad new to the job, was crouched on the floor of the bell room, playing with a shabby set of dominoes. When he heard the small sounds, he looked up at the bellboard. He could not read, but beside each bell was a carefully delineated outline. He saw the small brass bell, which was still vibrating, and beside it the silhouette of a young woman with ringlets and a crown. "Princess!" he called out, as his job required. Below it, he looked at the tin bell and its corresponding long-tailed silhouette. "And cat?" he shouted. Then he returned to his dominoes, which he was arranging in a line. In the next room, a chilly stone-floored chamber where food was stored on long tables, an aproned woman with grey dishevelled hair was arranging cupcakes in rows. "Princess and cat?" she called towards the main kitchen. "Princess I!" called 3 kitchen maids, identical triplets in 3-part harmony. The harmony was not a requirement of their job, but they had been working on it, hoping to advance in a musical direction that would eventually take them out of the damp, cheerless kitchen. One, the soprano, immediately cracked 2 eggs into a pan in which butter was already sizzling, on the top of the huge castle stove. Another, a mezzo-soprano, with practiced motion, poured milk into a silver pitcher. The third, the alto, still humming, set a tray on the table and placed on it a small vase holding several flowers picked only minutes before from the castle garden.